Chapter 16, verse 33. John 16 and 33. Thank you so much for being faithful to the house of the Lord, faithful in support of the work of God. We appreciate that. Amen. And of course, revivals have expenses. And let's see, we're probably at about 1,400 just in travel right now to bring the evangelist. So it is expensive. Thank you for your giving. Praise God. John 16, 33. These things, everybody say these things. I have spoken unto you that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Oh my, what powerful things he has spoken. What wonderful things he has spoken. Amen. And these things are for you. I've spoken them unto you, the Lord said. Amen. Everybody say, that's for me. Thank God. You may be seated. Now, taking heed to his word is of great importance. The writer to the Hebrews admonished in chapter 2, verse 1, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard. Give the more earnest heed to the things we have heard. Don't just in one ear and out the other, you know, so to speak. For some people, that's a pretty short passage, but we just don't want to let that happen. And Hebrews 2 and 1 goes on to say, lest at any time we should let them slip. Now, that slipping is a nautical term, isn't it, Brother Don? You don't want your anchor to slip. You don't want to drift away. You don't want to be in the place where you're anchored and all of a sudden you realize, we've been pulling anchor. We've been dragging anchor. It's like those two fellows in the river that were fishing, and it was hot, and the waters were calm, and there was no fish, and pretty soon they dozed off. And what they didn't realize was that their anchor was not holding. And they woke up, and Boudreaux said to Thibodeau, wake up, wake up. He said, why, what's the matter? He said, well, we're not here no more. He said, well, where are we? And he said, I don't know, but we're a long way from here. And he was dragging anchor down the river. Don't let the things of God slip. Don't drag your anchor. Let the anchor be the hope that you have in heaven. Praise God. And thank the Lord for what he would show us. Verse 25, in John 16, he talked about, these things have I spoken unto you. I've spoken these things to you, and it's been in Proverbs, it's been in parables, it's been in areas that you had to search, you had to dig, you had to find out. But he said, I'll no more speak unto you in Proverbs, but I'll show you plainly. I'll show you plainly of the Father. Praise God. Philip's question, show us the Father and that will be sufficient. That will be good. That will be what we need. Just show us the Father. And the Lord answering, he that hath seen me hath seen the Father. Thank God for a powerful revelation of who Jesus is. Amen. And the disciples were to see more and to understand more. And thank God there would be that revelation of Jesus Christ and the power that he would reveal and show us God and his glory even more. Thank God for that power and that blessing that we can receive. These things have I spoken unto you. Thank the Lord that he would bring a cheer to us, not just a cheer in the sense of a political rally or a slogan, not just a cheer in the sense of an athletic contest and something like that, but thank God there would be good cheer that he would provide in the face of all that we're up against in life. Amen. The paralytic in Matthew 9, the man who was paralyzed, and the Lord saying to him, "Son, be of good cheer." Now, there was no difference as far as his physical ailment. There was no difference as far as him getting up and being able to walk. But the Lord declared, "Be of good cheer, thy sins are forgiven thee." That was what was most important. That was the priority. That was the need of the man above everything else. Your sins being taken care of. Your sins being forgiven. Your sins being washed away. Thank God that there would be that blessing that the Lord would provide. Now, there were those who thought Jesus blasphemed. There were those who didn't agree with what the Lord said. The Pharisees were indignant of what Jesus declared. And Jesus knew their thoughts. So he asked them, what's easier to say? Talking about saying things, what's easier to say? Your sins be forgiven or rise and walk? They probably didn't have a long time to consider that. Well, it's a whole lot easier to just say your sins be forgiven, because who knows whether or not that has actually happened, that has taken place. A whole lot harder to say arise and walk and to actually see it happen. So Jesus did both. Praise God. I'm so thankful he can take care of our sins. I'm so thankful he can take care of our physical body. I'm so thankful the Lord is master over all and lets us know his power is not diminished. His power is not extinguished. Thank God. The word of the Lord says, you are complete in him, and he is the head over all principality and power. Thank God he can do the work. The very thing that we prayed for here today, in power and in spirit, the Lord will do that work. The Lord will bring forth his revelation. Thank God that there is power. Now, we know he said in the world, you're going to have tribulation. Well, that is a revelation. and something that's revealed more and more. In Matthew 14, there was a storm that the disciples were in. They were having a difficult time rowing, and it was the fourth watch. It was between 3 o'clock in the morning and 6 o'clock in the morning, and the Lord saw them. Now, his supernatural power is being revealed here, not only in the sense that he saw them, but also because he walked to them. Amen. Amazing. And how powerful the Lord would display his goodness. Now, the disciples were troubled. They were fearful. They wondered if this was going to be their last voyage. They wondered if they were going to make it to the other shore. They wondered if they were going to survive the storm. But Jesus came to them with the declaration, "Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid." Thank God that he would vanquish the fear and he would bring the cheer. Thank God that there would be that blessing that he would provide in a great way, simply because he says, it's me and I'm here with you. You are not being left alone. You are not being forsaken. You are not having to face these tribulations by yourself. I am here with you. Thank God that we can face every storm. We can go against every adversary. We can face every trial and tribulation, knowing that the one who is the truth speaker is there for you. Hallelujah. He doesn't bring about fairy tales and fables. He doesn't talk about legends and ideas. He brings forth truth, and his truth makes you free. Hallelujah. Thank God for that blessing and the reality of all that the Lord would provide. Now, Peter said, Lord, if it's you, bid me come. And that's what the Lord said. Come. Praise God. And Peter walked on the water. Now, we know because of his eyes being on the waves and the wind, he began to sink. So he's walking in the water. And eventually he's walking under the water. He's treading water, trying to come back up. And he did come back up, sputtering and spitting and calling on the Lord, "Lord, save me!" Nothing elaborate, nothing fancy, nothing eloquent there. And Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him, and he walked on the waves again. Praise God. And when they climbed in the ship, the wind ceased. The waves quieted down. The sail and the ropes didn't have the wind whistling in them anymore. Amen. It was calm. The Lord calmed the storm. And oh, they had a worship service right there in the boat. Praise God. The oars were just left there. The man on the tiller raised his hands. The one who was bailing the water let the bailer just lay there in the bottom. They worshiped the Lord. Praise God. Oh, I'm thankful that the Lord steps into our situations. He steps into our tribulation. He steps into our tests. Thank God. And he shows you his power. He reveals his strength. His presence is there with you. And thank God we can respond with worship. We can respond with praise. We can give all that he is deserving of in worship and praise. Hallelujah. Thank God for his goodness. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Now, again, tribulation, Paul and the shipwreck. The Lord spoke to him there in Acts 23 to be of good cheer. And or Acts 27, rather, to be of good cheer, and how that the Lord would provide for him and minister to him in that regard there. 27, 22, and 25, be of good cheer. He told that crew two times, be of good cheer, and because he had heard it from the Lord had given that admonition to him. The Lord had spoken to him. In fact, the Lord spoke to him before that to be of good cheer, that no man is going to harm you. And I have much people in this city. Oh, that God would reinforce that to us again. Amen. Be of good cheer. Revival is going to break forth. Revival is already here, not just going to break forth. We schedule services. We schedule an evangelist. We make sure that we have all of those things arranged, but God is saying, I can pour out my spirit right now. I can heal sick bodies right now. I can pull down strongholds right now. Hallelujah. Be of good cheer. Hallelujah. Thank God for the power that the Lord would reveal. Amen. Amen. They got ashore. A miracle that everybody survived. The shipwreck was there in great disaster, but everybody got ashore. They began to build a fire. That snake came out of the sticks and bit Paul. People were amazed and thought, oh, he survived the sea. But look at the judgment that's coming upon him now with that venomous snake biting him. But Paul just shook it off into the fire and then began healing the sick because God was there in the tribulation and said, I have overcome. Amen. And he put that overcoming power in the life of the Apostle Paul. Thank God for the power that the Lord is able to bring forth and the goodness that he is able to provide. Peter recognized that goodness of the Lord. He was preaching to Cornelius and his household how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Thank the Lord for that goodness. Thank the Lord for that power. Peter was an eyewitness of it. Peter experienced it. Peter didn't even get an opportunity to walk very far, but he did walk on water out a ways and back again because of the hand of the Lord. He was an eyewitness of the glory of God and an eyewitness for himself and an experience for himself on the day of Pentecost and then for thousands more. Thank God the Lord is able to bring his power in that regard and show his goodness. His goodness. Praise God. And oh, thank the Lord that there can be that goodness that the Lord displays in our lives. Romans 2 and 4 lets us know what that goodness is for, what the purpose of the display of His goodness is about. Now, it's interesting the way that Romans 2 and 4 is phrased, and despising the goodness of God. Who in the world would want to despise the goodness of God? To show contempt for it, to be careless about the goodness of God and His forbearance and His long-suffering. How could that be ignored? Because the goodness of God leads us. It leads us to repentance. Thank God. Now, a lot of people today construe the goodness of God as approval. Oh, God's blessing me. God's providing for me. God's answering my prayers and supplying my needs. I must be okay. I must be doing all right. No, it's not for approval. It's not to give you license to live however you want to live and make choices that are not going to be in alignment with the Word of God. It's not for the aspect of, I'll just keep on going the way I'm going then if God's blessing me. I don't have to follow repentance. I don't have to follow the Word of God. I don't have to obey what God's Word says. No, the purpose of goodness is to lead you to repentance. And thank God, repentance opens up the door for even more of God's goodness, even more of God's blessing, even more of what God wants to provide in our lives. Thank God that there is that power and the blessings of the Lord, that a cheerful heart or a merry heart is good medicine. Praise God, because the Lord says, "Be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." Amen. Thank the Lord that there would be that overcoming power that the Lord can bring forth. Now, in the world, we know there's turmoil. In the world, we know there's trauma. We know there's earthquakes. There's volcanoes exploding. There's storms that are coming ashore. We know all of these things are taking place. And the turmoil of sin is even worse. It destroys hope in the heart. It damages body and soul. But thank God, the Lord comes with His power and declares, "Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." And that overcoming power comes to you and I when we are made partakers of Christ. Thank the Lord, we partake of His name in the waters of baptism. We partake of His Spirit when we receive the Holy Ghost. And the Bible declares, "Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world." And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Thank God for the power of the Lord. When we put Jesus in our heart and we put faith in His Word, there is an overcoming power that He brings forth. Power to heal, power to keep you above the storm, power to help you through the shipwreck, and not a shipwreck of faith, but a shipwreck of testimony that God was there, and God and His power is able to bring forth the victory. "In me," He said, "you can have peace." Peace. Praise God. Paul's list of trauma in Romans 8 is pretty amazing. He includes so many things, spiritual and natural, death, life, angels, principalities, different things that he lists there, and says none of those things are going to separate you from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. You're secure in that walk with God. You keep yourself in that place. You love God. And let His love come and saturate you, and you can become more than conquerors, super conquerors. Praise God. And Paul would declare, "I'm persuaded. I'm persuaded. I'm not just, hoping that that's the way it's going to turn out. I'm persuaded," because he experienced so many of those things. He went through so much of that turmoil and that tribulation. But keep in mind now, keep in mind, the Lord's saying, "In me, you're going to have peace." And the cost of that peace. Don't forget it. Colossians 1 and 20, we have peace through the blood of his cross. The very tribulation that he went through for 6 hours, the very torture that he endured hanging on the cross is what purchased your peace. Amen. Don't take it for granted. Don't feel like it's, it's a great blessing from the Lord. This is wonderful. And he can just snap his fingers and bring peace to you. Oh, no. There was a huge price that he paid. Amen. So that you could have the peace of God in your life. So that he can reconcile all things unto himself. Thank God that there would be that reconciliation that we would have with the Lord. He desires that. God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. Thank God that he would come and provide for that and the blessings that would be there for us. Now the God of hope, Romans 15 and 13 says, the God of hope fill you with all peace and joy in believing and make you abound in hope. Praise God. There's that abundance that he desires. There's that blessing that he wants to provide, joy and peace, all of it that he wants to give to you. Amen. And believe, these things have I spoken. Amen. Now, Philippians 4 and 6 and 7, a beautiful promise. Be careful for nothing. He's not being careless. He's saying don't worry. Don't be anxious. Don't be overwrought. Don't feel like you're just barely surviving. No, be careful for nothing, but in everything with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Now, here's the way I usually quote this. And the peace of God which passes understanding. Did I quote it right? The peace of God which passes understanding. That's oftentimes the way I quote it. But that's not the right way. Because the scripture says, all understanding. It's beyond analysis. It's beyond comprehension. It's beyond explanation. But that peace of God will keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. When the world is full of turmoil, when there's so much that is disgusting and disappointing, and the corruption and perversion is there in every side, and we're sick and tired of it. I'm thankful I can go to a place of prayer. I can look to the Prince of Peace. I can know he is Jehovah Shalom. Hashahalalama hasondolorobokin. Oh, hallelujah. And I know his peace passes all understanding. Amen. In the face of everything that I would come up against, his peace is there to keep me and to strengthen me. Not to have a nervous breakdown. Not to be so full of anxiety that I hardly know which way is up. But no, his peace passes all understanding. And it will keep you. Oh, thank God for that power that's there to minister. So these things, he said, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you're going to have tribulation. Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. The world with all of its conflicts, the world with all of its problems, the world with all of its difficulties, the Lord declares, I'll help you to overcome. Amen. Stand with me now, please. All of the blessings that we can list. You know, we sing about it, count your blessings, name them one by one, and so on. And that's good because there's so many of them. All of the blessings that we can list, all of the blessings that we can recall, all of the blessings that we can enumerate, just be amazing if we either have total recall and write them all down every time the Lord was there, every time he answered prayer, every time he blessed, every time that we felt him in our midst. Praise God. How amazing. But oh, that peace passes all understanding. That's what I want from my Lord today. Praise God. I need it. I need that peace. The things that we don't understand that happen in life sometimes, but God's peace. Amen. And not only for my benefit, and certainly that's the majority of it. That's the reason the Lord says, in me you can have peace. But because there are so many who are in turmoil as well. There are so many who are living topsy-turvy lives and no stability, no calm, no peace. But they can see that peace in your life. Oh, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Peace, peace. Wonderful peace. Coming down from the Father. Above, sweep over my spirit forever, I pray, in fathomless billows of love. Oh, Jesus. Peace, peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father above. Sweep over my spirit forever, I pray, fathomless billows of love. Sing it as a prayer now. Peace, peace, oh wonderful peace, coming down from the Father above. Sweep over my spirit forever, I pray, in fathomless billows of love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Would you come and pray today? Come on, let's come and pray.